apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew.
And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus, and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all, them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet, back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, and when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider of this matter. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. And after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep, that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem.
Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me.
For I think that God hath set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord, and Cephas? And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles?
After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me. For I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia, and returned again unto Damascus. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James the Lord's brother. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in